Welcome to day 307. We are up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. And this first Mishnah really follows exactly the same pattern as the previous Mishnayos. But instead of talking about Orla, we're going to talk about Kilayim, forbidden mixtures, because we know that Orla and Kilayim share one characteristic in common, and that is the shear bittel, the nullification ratio, is identical. They are both 200 to 1. So in order to nullify Orla, you need 200 to 1. And in order to nullify Kilayim, you need 200 to 1. So says the Mishnah, Misha hayulo chavile tiltan shakilai hakerem. If one has bundles of fenugreek that are kilai kerem, meaning they were planted inside of a vineyard or right next to a vineyard within the distance in which you're not allowed to plant something else, then those stalks are clearly kilayim. That's definitionally kilayim. It's a forbidden mixture. And therefore, yidalku, you'd have to burn them. You can't get any benefit from them. But nisarvu b'cherem, if those bundles of fenugreek get mixed in with other bundles of fenugreek, which are not kilayim, which are totally fine, and you don't know which is which, kulam yidalku divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say that all of them need to be burned. And that's even if you have the ratio, you have the 200 to 1 or even more. They could be mixed in with thousands of other regular fine bundles of fenugreek. But because we've seen this before, that Rabbi Meir says precisely here what he said in previous Mishnayos, not yesterday, but the Mishnayos before then, just like by a garment, and just like even a thread within a larger garment, it seems that these bundles are considered a davar chashiv. Each bundle itself is considered significant in its own right, and we know that things that are significant in their own right, a davar chashiv, can never be nullified. Rabbi Meir says that applies here to these bundles. Each bundle is significant, and therefore, even if it's in a 200, 400, 1,000 to 1 ratio, it will never be nullified. Rachamim would say, no, it would be nullified just like the normal ratio of kilayim of 200 to 1. It would be nullified if you have 200 regular bundles to that one kilayim bundle, then it would all be nullified. Again, the Chachamim would say that it is not a davar chashuv. The Chachamim certainly agree with the principle of davar chashuv, that if something is so significant in its own right, then it would not be nullified. But they disagree here, just like they disagree with the garment, and just like they disagreed with a thread in the garment, this is not considered a davar chashuv. So now that we've seen this pattern a few times, we've seen Rabbi Meir say that something is a davar chashuv and therefore it can't be nullified. We've seen the Chachamim say, no, it's not a davar chashuv and therefore it can be nullified. This next Mishnah is going to tell us, well, what is the principle with which Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim are disagreeing? Meaning, what is the general principle? We've seen it in action a few times, but the Mishnah has never told us. This is the general criteria by which Rabbi Meir decides something is a davar chashuv, and this is the criteria by which the Chachamim decides something is a davar chashuv. We haven't seen that yet. We've had to guess until this point, and if we've been following along throughout Seder Zoram, we know that this is the general way of the Mishnah. The Mishnah will often first give us the practical applications of a particular principle, and then only later will it state the principle in general terms. So, says Mishnah Zayin, a very important Mishnah, Shehabi Rabbi Meir Omer, for Rabbi Meir says, Es shedarko limanos mikadesh, anything that is generally counted out, you're very specific, you don't just estimate how many there are, but you count each one as significant, then mikadesh, then it would make the entirety of the mixture usher, meaning then it can never be nullified, it's considered davar chashuv. So a garment, people are makpid, you know how many garments you have, you know how many shirts you have, each shirt is significant on its own right. I guess you would say the same thing by a thread count, right? It's certainly by very fancy clothing. We know how many, I remember Brooks Brothers would define the or indicate the quality of their shirts by exactly how many threads were used in that shirt. No one's counting, so I guess you can say whatever you want. But a thread is something that is very specific. A tailor is going to use exactly the number of threads that he or she needs, and therefore a thread is also something that is darko limanos. You would count that out, and therefore that would also never be nullified. I guess the same thing would be true by the bundles, right? The bundles is something that each bundle is significant. You count each bundle, and you even count what is in within each bundle. You have 25 stalks of fenugreek within each bundle. It's something that you generally count, and therefore it can never be nullified. So what are the Chachamim say? The Chachamim omrim einu makadesh ela shisha devarim bilvad. The Chachamim say, no, it's not nearly as vast as that general description of anything that's counted. No, it's really the category of davar chashuv, something that is so significant that it can't be nullified, is limited to six things. It's not a larger category, it's just six things. Rabbi Akiva Omer Shiva. Rabbi Akiva says it's seven things. So it's either six or seven things. So what are those six or seven things? Ve'eluhem. Egoze perach, nuts, walnuts from a place called Perach. Rimone badan, pomegranates from a place called Badan. Apparently, these walnuts and these rimonim from these specific places were very chashuv, were very valuable. The chavios stumos, closed barrels of wine, that was very valuable as well. The chalufos tradin, beet leaves. The kaluse kruv, those were stalks of carob, udalas, yavanis, and the Greek gourd. All those six things, according to the Chachamim, are all so significant. They were so valuable in the land of Israel at the time. that they are considered Devar Chashuv and they can never be nullified. But it's limited to those six things. It's not a larger category. It's just those six things. What's the seventh according to Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af Ki Karos Shel Baal HaBayis. Even loaves of bread baked by Baal HaBayis, someone, just a regular person, not a professional baker. Those differ from those of a professional baker because when you're baking them en masse, perhaps you'll make them much smaller, you'll use less quality ingredients because you have to make them en masse, you have to make a profit, whereas someone who's baking in one's own home might make those loaves larger with higher quality ingredients, and therefore those are significant such that they would never be batal. Now, haroi la orla, kilay hakerem, kilay hakerem. The Mishnah is now just saying that of that list, of those six or seven things, those to which are relevant to Orla would be Orla, and those to which are relevant for Kilayim would be Kilayim. Meaning the first three, when it comes to walnuts, when it comes to Rimonim, pomegranates, when it comes to the barrels of wine, all of those would be subject to the lachas of Orla, so that's where Orla applies. And then the other things, when you have the beets, and you have the carob, and you have the gourds, that those don't grow from a tree, and therefore Orla, they wouldn't apply to Orla, but they can be Kilayim, they can be mixtures. So these halachos of what's considered a Devar Chashuv applies to Orla and Kilayim, and the Mishnah is just saying that in this last case, you're not going to have all six or all seven apply to both Orla or Kilayim. Whichever relevant to Orla is Orla, whatever is relevant to Kilayim is Kilayim. The point is, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a larger category. Anything that is counted can never be batel. And according to the Chachamim, no, it's specifically these six things, according to Rabbi Kiva, seven things that can never be batel, that can never be nullified. That is Mishnah Zayin. We'll continue Mishnah Ches tomorrow.